couples. The group is led by Georgia Democrat John Lewis.
We will be silent no more. The time for silence is over.
The recent Orlando shooting massacre spurred the action, but Florida Governor Rick Scott says it's not the Second Amendment that caused the deaths of 49 people. He blames ISIS. This is USA Radio News.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, you know what business people hate?
Stale coffee?
Ink.
Right.
We have to have it, and it's so darn expensive.
Well, Staples just cut ink and toner prices.
Really?
Add in our 110% price match guarantee, and our prices are unbeatable.
Great. Know what else every business owner hates?
What?
Paper cuts.
So true.
For unbeatable prices on ink and toner, Staples. Make more happen.
Staples will match price plus refund 10% of the difference at checkout for items from retailers operating online and retail stores. Limited time. See store or staples.com for details.
Driving has a rhythm all its own. Don't wreck it with a text. Before you get behind the wheel, silence your phone. Or better yet, designate a texter. For more text-free driving tips, visit stoptextstopwrecks.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
Florida Senator Marco Rubio will run for re-election. He pledged to leave the Senate after his failed presidential bid, but this morning he told Fox News the stakes are too high.
No matter who the next president is, we're going to need senators that are willing to encourage them to make the right decisions.
GOP leaders have been pressuring Rubio to change his mind because of fears control of the Senate may be in jeopardy. Nasty weather is bearing down on the Midwest. Forecasters say damaging winds, tornadoes, and large hail could hammer Ohio, Illinois, and Indiana, as well as southern Wisconsin and Michigan. In the Southwest, excessive heat warnings will remain in effect across Arizona, Nevada, and southern California. The desert region is expecting temperatures of over 110 degrees. Yesterday's official high was 113, breaking the old record of 111. The Coast Guard is examining a debris field found during a search for a Florida family that disappeared during a sailing trip Father's Day. It includes six life jackets, but there is still no sign of Ace Kimberly and his three teenage children. This is USA Radio News.
Love sports articles but don't have time to search the web looking for the most compelling stories? Then US Sports Pages is for you. Why spend hours going to multiple sites looking to find sports articles when we can do the work for you? Our producers go through every newspaper in the country and pick out the best sports articles separated by sport, dramatically reducing your prep time. We also include sports and entertainment kicker stories. USSportsPages.com is the only site you'll need to get your sports fix. Check us out today. The daily links at USSportsPages.com.
Twitter debuts a new app for social media stars. USA's Tammy Rose has more.
Social media company Twitter has released a new app called Engage that allows a user to only see things that happen to their own account. It's built specifically for people or brands that have a large following. There are three different sections in the app: Engage, Understand, and Post. You could see only your own mentions or only reactions from elite verified users. There's no timeline, but you can access colorful graphs that show your likes, retweets, mentions, and impressions in real time. For USA Radio News, I'm Tammy Rose.
Evacuations are being ordered as a San Diego County wildfire continues to burn. Authorities say the border fire has charred more than 6,500 acres and is 15% contained. Two homes are now reportedly destroyed, along with 11 outbuildings. There is no word yet on how the fire started. Former House Speaker Dennis Hastert is scheduled to report to prison today. The 74-year-old must begin serving a 15-month sentence at the Federal Medical Center in Rochester, Minnesota. He pleaded guilty last year to banking violations in a hush money case. The investigation revealed allegations of sexual abuse against boys while Hastert was a teacher and coach decades ago. This is USA Radio News. I'm Kelly Sloan. For more news, we're on the web at usaradio.com.
Good morning, Hunterdon. This is Big C coming to you from HunterdonChamberRadio.com at the studio offices of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce in Flemington, New Jersey. Good morning, Hunterdon kicks off your day by providing you with local news, traffic, and weather, as well as light topics through Vitamin C, Wake Up Call, and Chamber Chat. I also have many guests focusing on Hunterdon County community, business, and education. Listen to me every weekday morning from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. on Good Morning Hunterdon, HunterdonChamberRadio.com.
You're listening to HunterdonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
Good afternoon. This is Parenting Matters. I'm Jeannie Murphy. Our show today is going to be special. We have our guests that stayed from town to people from 3 to 4, staying to 4 to 5 today on Parenting Matters. She's the author of the book Ending Global Loneliness. It's about finding purpose, love, and dynamic relationships. And we're going to talk to her for the next hour from 4 to 5. Thank you for listening both to Town to People and to Parenting Matters. If you're in the area today, it's 4:06 already on Wednesday, June 22nd. The weather forecast in central New Jersey tonight, a chance of showers after 4 a.m., partly cloudy with a low about 57. Thursday, showers and thunderstorms likely mainly before 2 p.m., cloudy with a high near 76. Mostly cloudy Thursday night with a low about 54. Mostly sunny all day on Friday with a high of 81. Mostly clear with a low about 57 on Friday night. And then sunny all day Saturday, Sunday, and Monday. A high of 86 on Saturday, 88 on Sunday and Monday. And then mostly clear on Saturday night, Sunday night, and a mostly cloudy on Monday night with all about 65. So anyway, we're back to our show. We are going to be talking with the author, Sandy Glaze, of Ending Global Loneliness on the impact of finding purpose, love, and dynamic relationships to the family. So one quick break, and we'll be right back. Thanks for listening.
Lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days.
Do you want
guaranteed.
These questions?
Yep. Let me repeat. Lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days guaranteed. This is not a crazy diet or exercise program. No drugs, hormones, or shots. You can lose 20 to 45 pounds in 40 days with Nutrimost resonant frequency technology to measure 2,800 of your body's key biomarkers. Using NRF, they can find and correct the cause of your weight problem by measuring factors affecting weight gain, including metabolism, fat burning, fat storage, appetite, detoxification, and hormonal regulation. It's safe, fast, easy, and effective, and you won't walk around hungry or have cravings. It's even doctor supervised. Schedule a body composition analysis and consultation. You can be transformed in 40 days guaranteed. This is a limited time offer, so they can't wait to see you look great.
So call 888-718-7077. That's 888-718-7077. Or visit njthin.com. That's njthin.com.
All right, welcome back. Parenting Matters. It's already 4:08 on Wednesday, June 22nd. Can't believe the days are flying by here, right?
It is.
Colleen Kelly in studio, co-hosting from Araya Media here, streaming live across the nation from the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce radio station in Hunterdon County, New Jersey. And we have our guest who came down from Canada today. This is kind of like a global day, or ending global loneliness. That's what we're doing today. And for families on Parenting Matters, we're going to talk about how this book and Sandy's philosophy, Ending Global Loneliness, will help find purpose, love, and dynamic relationships. So welcome to the show. Thanks for staying.
Thanks
for coming down, by the way, from Canada.
My pleasure. I'm glad to be here. I appreciate the opportunity to share my message and spend some time with the two of you. So that's been really nice.
And it has been nice. And it's so important that you're sharing this message. And we thank you for doing that because, you know, the book really is an amazing book. It is just like unlocking, unleashing, and bringing out so many different parts to each person. Individually, you write so well, and all of the applications and chapters apply to so much of a part of ourselves. And so we were talking about that, and so now we're going to talk a little bit about how this book and your philosophies and affect the families.
Okay.
So can you tell us how can your book really help families? Let's start with that.
When I was writing this book, the mission became apparent for me that I wanted to end global loneliness. And where I think this helps with families is it's not a one-generation fix. It's going to take multi-generations to start moving the shift to changing how we go about things, and that includes how we communicate within the family structure and what gifts we offer the next generations. And, you know, they say it takes a community to raise a child, and I agree to a degree, but it's the parents that we should be fortifying and strengthening, that they can have the best chances and the most information that they can strengthen their kids. That's where the unity lies, I think, within the family structure, within that unit. So that's what I'm hoping to do with that.
That's so important. And I know our listeners out there are all about parenting, because our show, Parenting Matters, that's like really gets into these how can we help? How can we make changes? And like you talk about, our listeners actually want to change. You know, they're listening because they care, and they care about making sure that if there's something they can do at this level that will cause a ripple effect to however many generations away, that's who is listening today. And we really appreciate you listening. We know our show, Parenting Matters, has a lot of great listeners and a lot of healthy aspects to it. So we just wanted to let you know that that's why we brought Sandy here today. Let's just talk about, like, can you give relationship advice for children who are considering dating? I know that's a question that we're jumping right into, but because it goes so fast in the hour, we have questions lined up here that we want to make sure you get.
What I've been noticing and what people have been telling me is kids want answers. They don't want, they get so much information out there about the sex talk. They get so much information. They don't want that. They want to know how to make love last. What is love? They want the deeper stuff. And what I'm hoping to do with that is show the parents different techniques and different information that I offer and I share with my reader that they can turn around and share with their kids, so the kids will come to them. And when you talk about relationships and we talk about dating, why do they date? Like, why do we kids just date? Because media tells them it's time to date. You're 12, it's time to date. Instead of showing the kids, okay, when this is what love is. This is how love makes a relationship fantastic. If you find somebody in your life who's looking to have a dynamic life and do all kinds of neat things and live their purpose, that's the kind of person you want to have for a partner. Mm-hmm. You want to have somebody who's going to have their own hobbies and their own interests. I'm not talking bowling, and I love bowling. I'm not putting down any particular activity. Those are hobbies. But I'm talking people who say, I want to change the world. I want to work and save the animals. I want to do something, whether it's commerce, whatever it is. But they have to have their own interests. But try to encourage your kids to find somebody that you want to shoot the stars, shoot the lights out with somebody, instead of saying, we're going to get married and we're going to have, you know, 4 kids and 3.2 dogs and 3 houses and have a white picket fence, and by the time we're 65, we're going to retire. Go for something big and meaningful, and that sets the tone. And if there's times where one partner pulls away, one thing we don't tell our younger generation is people change over time. Mm-hmm. So if one person changes, you've got your things to go to that keep you busy with things that you like. Well, you ebb and flow. Relationships ebb and flow. Mm-hmm. So that would be one example of things that parents can say to their kids, that, you know, it's really important that you have your own interests and you have things you want to do. I'm not talking sports. Things you want to accomplish. Things that fire you up.
Right. So now I would jump to saying that, let's rack it up for a second and ask you, okay, so how does past programming then show up as we raise kids? Because you're talking about kind of giving the information to the parents so that they're able to share it. So can you clarify an example or two of that? Because I wanted to hear, what kind of information do you actually, in your book, you know, suggest for parents to be able to talk to their kids about, to make them in turn be really kind of programmed, right? So that later, where it all comes together, it makes sense.
Okay, I'm thinking of a couple examples.
Good.
It's reasonable to assume a lot of people did not have ideal childhoods. It's to the point now that majority of people, whether it's 80% or 90%, does it matter? Like, we know the number is high,
right,
that adverse things happen in their childhood. And sometimes those patterns, if you're not consciously aware of them, mm-hmm, will carry forward, and you do the same things over and over again because you don't know there's anything wrong with them because that's the way you were raised. Mm-hmm. Some of that can be hitting, and it can be really negative behaviors, and I'm not going to go into that, the side of it. Some of it can also be verbal things that happen. And an example I can think of is when women, I don't think we embrace our own femininity and our power as women. And so we're always competing with men, and they've got more money than us, or they've got the better jobs than us. And we're always in a negative, sometimes spin. I shouldn't say always. Sometimes we're in a negative spin with them. That shapes how our daughters see themselves, because now they can easily interpret that as they're worthless, or they're seeing that you're always second to the husband. That I'm going to be second to the man I'm with. We can train our younger generations without even meaning to. And I hope I can stress one thing: this is not about judgment.
Right.
This is about recognizing our patterns.
No, just calling it out. Right.
Recognizing our patterns and saying, do I do that? And I talk about how girls who are raised with moms who did not really show a lot of affection with their father, I come from that family. Mm-hmm. And my parents are still together. Mm-hmm. But they don't, affection is not their thing. Mm-hmm. But I was raised to not really think affection was necessary, mm-hmm. or was normal.
All
that
right.
affects
That's
how you show up in a relationship. Mm-hmm. Because it's not, and it's no, again, nobody's fault.
It's just something you call out. I do think it's kind of interesting. I will say it. I'll call it out. I'll say something about it. It makes me laugh. When you were talking about 80 to 90% of people really have had kind of some type of a challenging grow up. I do feel sorry for the 10 or 20% that haven't had any problems a lot of times, because I feel like when I'm sitting there looking at it, knowing my challenges and my kids' challenges and stuff, I feel like they're prepared for a lot more than if I were just brought up in a perfect environment. I would be unprepared. I mean, there's a certain benefit, in my opinion, to being a little bit exposed, not to bad stuff, but just to not perfect, you know? Yeah. And I do think that's interesting what you said about showing affection. Because people don't really think about that. Like, you could seriously be so affected by the fact that you just didn't think there was anything wrong with not really showing affection.
You bet. And receiving love.
That's amazing.
Receiving love is one of the hardest things for people to do. And I'm going to come clean on this one. This was mine. And it did not start out in the beginning of the book. It was kind of after the fact when I realized I kind of had to bust myself on this. Mm-hmm. I'm an overgiver, so I can hide the fact that I don't like to receive. Mm-hmm. And I would use that in different relationships and say, well, he wouldn't give or he wouldn't do this. And I realized I played a little mind trick on myself to keep myself safe. But this is younger, but I didn't realize I was doing it.
Right.
So I could push that person away because I didn't feel entitled to receive. Giving love's the easy one, man. Open the checkbook, give the credit card, give. And I'm being facetious with the love.
No, it's
but
good.
You can go and just give whatever. But being open to receiving and being vulnerable, you don't have to be vulnerable when you give. You are vulnerable when you receive. And it's such a neat exercise.
Oh, it is going to be for you because you gave away a heck of a book. Ending Global Loneliness. It's like, wow. And it's got Finding Purpose and Love and Dynamic Relationships. So you are right. You give a lot. I love this book. I really do. And, just want to make everybody aware that the book really does give as much as you could possibly give. It's birthing that whole Ending Global Loneliness. So I believe that you're going to need to train yourself to be receptive, and we have to go to our break. So it's 4:17. I love your exercises. I love that you actually use yourself as an example and that you're sharing that with us on Parenting Matters right now. So we'll be right back. Just a short break. And thanks for listening in today.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 37 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisal, sales, and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof, and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investor, Rab Coins has been for numismatists since 1974. Founder and owner, Randy Block, an expert numismatist, has been an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875.
Hey, this is Big Z of Good Morning Hunterdon on HuntingChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunterdon Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunterdon Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the HuntingChamberRadio.com app today.
This is Tony Clark, Para Planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Pat and Heidi and Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Pat and Heidi and Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
All right, welcome back to Parenting Matters. Thanks for listening in. It's about 4:21 on Wednesday, June 21st. And we're having a conversation today with the author of Ending Global Loneliness. Her name is Sandy Glaze, and her book's about finding purpose, love, and dynamic relationships. And it so much pertains to the family that we actually created a whole show around it again today. We want to talk about a little bit about your book and about how the Ending Global Loneliness and your kind of your philosophy applies to the family. So what we wanted to go back to, we started to talk about it before the break, was how does past programming show up later in how we raise kids? Let's hear a little bit more about that.
When we have past programming, it doesn't necessarily have to be a bad thing, but it's habits and patterns that we got into of how we communicate.
Mm-hmm.
It could be yelling. Some people don't think they're doing anything wrong by yelling. And they are. They're invading somebody else's space by being that really loud voice that maybe they don't like it, or if it sounds aggressive, even if it isn't meant aggressive.
Mm-hmm.
Some of those patterns can carry forward. Not name-calling, but saying things. I give the one example I think of. You're just like your mother, or you're just like your father. That is going to impact that child's relationship of how they see that other person.
Mm-hmm.
And these are just little things. These are so, I'm going to say correctable, even though I don't care for that word necessarily. These are the easy things that a person can do within a family dynamic to change the energy on a given day. You can do this in a day, mm-hmm. and just say, I'm no longer going to say the things that I sense are making other people feel negative.
Mm-hmm.
So those are just some of the examples on past programming. Self-esteem is another one. If you come from a family that, you know, let's say maybe it's the women or the men, it doesn't matter, who have self-esteem, and you don't like how you look in clothes, and your kids know, they might adapt that self-esteem issue because they'll see themselves and how you see yourself. You're the role model, positive and negative.
Mm-hmm.
So if you see yourself that, hey, I'm rocking this outfit, I look good, and it doesn't matter if it's a pantsuit or what it is, I feel good, and this outfit contributes to my feeling good, but this outfit isn't making me feel good or bad. This is just how I'm feeling. It's just accentuating it. It's just an outfit. You give a whole different dynamic to how your kids see themselves. So those are little examples.
They're huge examples,
well,
actually.
And it's hard in this society, too, because not only do the kids have all the media coming at them, we as an older generation, you know, they say 50 is the new 30. There's always that.
Yeah.
So there's always trying, which is a good thing that you want to keep up on yourself, but also it's unattainable to some degree that the media brings it to you.
So, right.
So we're feeling that pressure, and then I'm sure the kids see us see that, and so it goes down to each generation.
I love how you just said it's the media, because when I talk about inner and outer self, inner and outer boundary, there's that outer self bringing that negative. We have in every relationship other than the one with yourself, there's somebody else. Even your relationship with the media, there's that negative.
Right.
You need to be this. It's just as bad as you are that.
Mm-hmm.
Because you're judging. You're putting that judgment on. So that's a fantastic example of media.
Right. And there's a lot of positive media. There's a lot of campaigns. One of the clothing lines just came out with plus size models and things like that. That there is a lot of positive change in the media, but it's still being bombarded to every level because it's marketing. They're trying to sell products to you. So
I right. love how you say that. That's awareness and intuition. All my radars are going off when you're saying this. These are all the things that you're talking about assessing what you're seeing, somebody else trying to influence you. Okay, it's marketing. I will take marketing from a program. Like, let's say it's an organic product or an essential oil company that makes a great product. I will take their positive marketing if you feel it's real. And we all have that. Mm-hmm. And if you don't feel it's real, you won't.
Right.
Like, mm-hmm. The intuitive cars, I shouldn't say this one, but this one gets me going. I don't even know why. But there's a commercial out there now with, I think the mirror has feeling and it's intuitive drive. And it's like, I'm pretty sure it's programmed. But they're using all the words that really depict our personalities and our deep human nature and applying it to marketing right now. Love. There's one, I can't remember if it was love of popcorn or love of coffee. And it's like, oh, for the love of God. It's not love.
It must be hard to be in your shoes.
I love my coffee.
I know, yeah. I like wine.
Yeah,
but I love
not.
Wine. But wait, you know, it's funny. When you were talking, though, just because you were writing this book, and again, Ending Global Loneliness has so much to it, Finding Purpose, Love, and Dynamic Shoes. It must be a relationship. It must be hard to be in your shoes because everything would be like a signal or a trigger, everything you right. see, because you're just a radar receptor for it, you know, in this state. That's what happens when authors are doing their work.
But you get to the point, though, that you hear it. And when we have the decision of what goes on, ultimately we are in control other than really bad situations. I can hear it and I can say, I use that as an example, but I don't listen. I don't watch TV an awful lot, but I don't listen. I don't let those messages
the
in.
Influences.
I can't yeah. because otherwise I would just be in that negative vibe all the time.
And then you wouldn't have the ability to yeah. see what you're trying to talk
right.
about, which is so well, why everybody else has this and needs to check a look at the book, really.
Do you feel like social media is a factor for loneliness, especially with, you know, this generation of kids that's constantly there? I watch four girls sit in a room together and have a sleepover, and none of them really look at each other. Everybody's on their phone.
I know,
checking out other stuff. So
I write about that in the introduction. Mm-hmm. And so basically our communication now is a clicking of our thumbs. And that's so. Social media is fantastic for so many ways of connecting with people of like-minded energy, like-minded intentions. So we want to end global loneliness. You find people come out on your Twitter feed, and all of a sudden they say, "Hey, I like the idea. I like what you said about love. I like what you said about relationship. I like what you said. Like some of the people, I like what you said about parenting matters. So I will go and follow them on my feed because I like that style." So there's a natural inclination. That's like-minded people and energy. That's not your intimate relationships. But when four kids who are friends, that's an intimate friendship. They should not be on their phones, but we don't know how to do that anymore. And that is one of the keys for parents. How do you spend time with your kids? Go to the beach, go for a hike, leave the phones in the car. This is the deal. And so many parents that I've worked with don't leave their phones behind.
Right.
Right.
So then you can't tell your kids to do it because your kids are calling you on your stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And if you say, mom, it's okay for mom or dad, but not you, then you lose credibility because there's a double standard. But it's totally, that was, I talk about Albert Einstein. He says that if the day technology surpasses our ability to communicate, he says walk around with a bunch of idiots or something on the planet.
Right.
Because all our heads are down. I've almost hit somebody not too long ago because she's walking with her head down and just, it was a roundabout in the way the car's cleared. And I just turned to watch the car that was moving past me and I look up and she's there, but she's got earbuds in and she's on her phone.
And they don't say, if you bump into them, if I bump into them or whatever, I'm sorry, anything either. It's just kind of looked down and like, ah!
I know, right?
And
this is a car.
You interrupted
me. I'm so glad
me.
I stopped.
Yeah.
But she definitely gave me the old you interrupted me look. It's like, I'm just glad.
Sorry. I'm so sorry. Yeah. Really. No, just get out of my way. All right. We have to go to a break right now. Parenting Matters. It's already 4:29 on Wednesday, June 22nd. And you are listening to a conversation with our author of Ending Global Loneliness, Finding Purpose, Love, and Dynamic Relationships, Especially in the Family. Tongue-tied today, but we'll be right back. Thanks for listening.
USA Radio News with Kelly Sloan.
Donald Trump is blasting Hillary Clinton, accusing her of lying and profiting during her term as Secretary of State.
We're going to put America first, and we're going to make America great again. This election will decide whether we are ruled by the people or by the politicians.
He was responding to her criticism of him yesterday, and then she responded again today criticizing him. Business in the U.S. House of Representatives is suspended as Democrats continue a sit-in over guns. They are protesting the lack of action on gun bills. The group is led by Georgia Democrat John Lewis, and the White House is responding.
Everyone who is suspected of having ties to terrorism should be prevented from buying a gun. Unfortunately, Republicans blocked legislation that would do that.
That was White House Press Secretary Josh Earnest. The recent Orlando shooting massacre spurred the action. This is USA Radio News.
Geico presents Kathy, the Candid Real Estate Agent.
In the master bedroom, you'll see there's room for a king-size bed. And take a look at this walk-in closet. Now just imagine all these custom shelves and drawers turned upside down when a thief goes through them to take your entire vintage sneaker collection.
It's hard to know all that comes with buying a home or condo. That's why the Geico Insurance Agency makes getting covered for personal property loss and damage quick and easy. Call Geico today and see how much you could save on condo and homeowners insurance.
Driving has a rhythm all its own. Don't wreck it with a text. Before you get behind the wheel, silence your phone. Or better yet, designate a texter. For more text-free driving tips, visit stoptextstopwrecks.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
Marco Rubio will run for re-election. The Florida senator pledged to leave the Senate after his failed presidential bid, but he told Fox News the stakes are too high.
I think no matter who wins this presidential election, the Senate's role of being able to act as a check and balance on bad ideas from the president, I think are going to matter more in 2017 than they perhaps ever have in our history.
Republican leaders have been pressuring Rubio to change his mind because of fears that GOP control of the Senate may be in jeopardy. The death toll is on the rise from the heat wave that's been gripping the Southwest. Authorities in southern Arizona say a missing hiker was found dead Tuesday. The 33-year-old is the fourth person to die of extreme heat in the Tucson area. More information is being released about the hot car death of a Texas baby. Sheriff's deputies say Michael Tedford left the 6-month in the car after taking his other kids to a daycare. Then he put the baby in a refrigerator before calling 911 and trying to perform CPR. This is USA Radio News.
Love sports articles but don't have time to search the web looking for the most compelling stories? Then US Sports Pages is for you. Why spend hours going to multiple sites looking to find sports articles when we can do the work for you? Our producers go through every newspaper in the country and pick out the best sports articles separated by sport, dramatically reducing your prep time. We also include sports and entertainment kicker stories. USSportsPages.com is the only site you'll need to get your sports fix. Check us out today, the daily links at USSportsPages.com.
The United Kingdom will vote Thursday on whether to leave the European Union, and some experts say that could have a financial impact on the U.S. USA's Anthony Lucero reports.
Financial expert Jordan Goodman says investors around the world will be closely watching the Brexit vote.
If, in fact, this happens and Britain does pull out, it will be a major negative impact on the worldwide economy. And so that's why U.S. investors are so focused on what happens in Britain.
Goodman says if Britain leaves the European Union, it could send the world economy into chaos. In fact, Britain's possible exit from the EU has already taken its toll on the stock market here in the U.S. If Britain does decide to break from the EU, Goodman says it could mark the beginning beginning of the end for the EU. However, with that sort of instability in Europe, people may end up putting their money in the U.S. Goodman says that would make for lower interest rates and would boost the value of the American dollar. I'm Anthony Lucero.
Closing arguments begin today in the copyright infringement trial over Led Zeppelin's Stairway to Heaven. Robert Plant and guitarist Jimmy Page both testified that Page came up with the music for Stairway while he sat in his English countryside manor 45 years ago. The trial involves a lawsuit that claims Page and Plant stole the opening chords of Stairway from a 1968 song Taurus by the band Spirit. Late Spirit guitarist Randy Wolf said previously that Led Zeppelin opened for them in their early days. This is USA Radio News. I'm Kelly Sloan. For more news, we're on the web at usaradio.com.
The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce is proud to present HunterdonChamberRadio.com. All business, all talk, all community. Bringing you local news, information, events, and informative programming. Proudly serving the businesses and residents of Hunterdon County, New Jersey.
When it matters most, our award-winning team of emergency physicians and nurses provides sophisticated care 24 hours a day. Superior emergency care at a moment's notice. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care.
Okay, welcome back to the show. Parenting Matters. It's 4:35 already on Wednesday, June 22nd. Our weather forecast, just real quick to let you know if you happen to be in the central New Jersey area. Tonight, chance of showers after 4 a.m., a low about 57. Showers and thunderstorms likely before 2 p.m. on Thursday afternoon with a high of 76. Then mostly cloudy, the low of 54 on Thursday night, but it's going to be gorgeous. Friday, mostly sunny, the high of 81. Friday night, mostly clear, the low of 57. Saturday, sunny with a high of 86. And mostly clear on Saturday night with a low about 60. Sunny all day with a high of 88 on Sunday. And then partly cloudy with a low about 60 Sunday night. Mostly sunny all day on Monday. So just to wrap that up quickly so we can get back to our conversation with Sandy Glaze. It's much more interesting. The weather looks great. So I hope you enjoy it. We're getting past our half of the last half of the show here. So, Sandy, let's talk real quickly on Parenting Matters about some of the let's talk about how kids can benefit from setting boundaries. You were talking about boundaries in your book, and this is very important for the listeners out there to understand. So tell us about that.
Sure. I cover boundaries in the chapter on boundaries, but I cover it in a few different places. And what I try to stress is how we encourage kids to be and interact with others at an early age. Makes a difference in their confidence level. It makes a difference in how they interact and what they assume their rights are and aren't. So I talk about that in self-esteem, other esteem, and over-esteem, and under-esteem. But when you talk about setting kids up with boundaries, one that I find is really important to me is you have the right to say what happens to your body. You have the right. This is your inner. That's your inner world. You have the right to say no. And a good example of this, I don't think I have this one in my book, is my nieces. I have 11. I'm an aunt of 11.
Oh, really? That's so nice.
Yes, I love these guys. And when they were younger, my sister-in-law would always say, you know, give your Aunt Sandy a hug goodbye. And finally, I would say, no, don't worry about it. She'd say, give your Aunt Sandy a hug goodbye. And I would say, no. And I say, let's just stop here for a second. When she is ready, she will come up and do that with me when she's comfortable. But I want her to have the no. She has the right to say no to anybody. I don't need a hug that bad that you can see she's not comfortable giving me one. I said, if she gives me a high five, I'm fine with that. She looked at me, high five me, and it was like perfect.
That was her. That was her boundary that fit. She high
got,
five.
Yeah, but yeah. She got the power to say what happens. Why I like that is we get older and we start interacting, and you get into like friends start hanging out more. Whether you're having sleepovers, you're doing things, you have the right to start saying what's acceptable or what's not acceptable. Or if you're at a friend's house, an example is don't. I don't believe you tell a child to eat everything that's on your plate. Sometimes it's not, they're not hungry. They don't want it. I wouldn't want to be forced to eat everything on my plate. Another one is respect your elders. That one, to me, you say that in front of the wrong people, and it's not a good, it's not, you don't know what somebody's intentions are. So instead, it should be, you know, I want you to be respectful. If somebody's not respectful to you, let me know. So you set the child up to know that they can come to you and say what's going on. They have the right to say no to other people. So somebody at school is saying something, I'm not qualified to talk about bullying. I can't imagine what kids face with that.
Especially online, too.
Yeah, but if they get in the habit of saying no and knowing they have the right mm-hmm. to say no. Mm-hmm. So when we talk about boundaries, I talk about incoming and outgoing. What you say to somebody and how you treat somebody else is as important as what you accept from somebody else. And then that, if we can show kids at an early age, kids, I think, want boundaries. They want to know where those imaginary lines are of right and wrong. You're giving them a service. I break boundaries down into three. And when they're older, the one, so inner and outer for sure. And when they're older, I let them, I talk about sexual boundaries of saying, you have the right to say no. You have the right to, don't touch somebody in a way they don't like. Tickling can be an example of a physical boundary that somebody doesn't like. Don't tickle somebody if they're telling you not to do it.
That's so great, isn't it?
Colleen's
nodding.
Things.
Our producer and like publisher, editor, mastermind is nodding at everything. I totally agree. That is so funny that you even mentioned it, because people don't think of things like tickling as a boundary, like no. disturb, like wrong side of the fence. They just don't.
Especially if you're bigger than the child, mm-hmm. or you pin the child down and you're tickling them, then they get a sense that they have no control. Then that just gets their nervous system going. They can't handle it, and they don't feel safe.
Mm-hmm.
And they're just little things. And these are, notice those examples are all unintentional things.
No, right. You know, but some kids belly laugh and want to be tickled to death.
That's
and there's
different.
Some that just don't. And yeah. you have to respect the ones that do and the ones that don't. No. I was thinking about what you were saying about respecting your elders. And what I was thinking you were about to say, and I think it's kind of on the same channel, is it's almost like respect your, it doesn't necessarily mean elders. It means respect those that respect you, that are deserving of respect,
right.
type of thing. You know, like
because they're older.
Not because they're older yeah. doesn't mean anything. Could be really bad as a training op.
I find a lot of parents, and I find in different communities where the dynamic is very, very structured.
Mm-hmm.
That it's whether it doesn't matter if it's a church environment, but you will respect the elders.
Yeah.
No. No. The elders earn the respect,
mm-hmm.
and that's the way it should be. Mm-hmm. It does not give you the right to go up and you know put your gum on their shoes regardless if they're respectful to you or not. Like let's it's a dumb example, but you know what I mean, it doesn't give you the right
no,
to go
don't.
Up and do something wrong to them, but it does not mean you respect them if they do not deserve respect, because then you lose sight, the child loses sight of what's right or wrong
and what is respectable,
right?
You know,
respect the process, not the person.
Mm-hmm.
So I will respect people who respect me back.
Mm-hmm.
I will be respectful of people deserving respect.
Mm-hmm.
If I have to respect you because you're my mother, and you'll hurt me if I don't. You're my father, you'll hurt me if you don't. You're my brother, you'll hurt me if you don't. You're my gym teacher, whatever example. You know what I mean? That's not respect, that's fear.
Right, that's fear.
Or it's just
But then it goes
advice.
Back, it's kind of interesting to me about giving a visual. My sister, Julie, came over yesterday with her grandbaby, Evelyn, that I've not seen in so long, and she's 13 months old. And so when she came up, I mean, she is just adorable. But, you know, playing, I don't know, strange, you know, it goes to show you exactly kind of what you're like when you're saying kids want to see like a physical boundary. You can look at a child when someone doesn't know them well, when they walk up and play strange, that's their boundary.
You
they're
bet.
Not ready to say, I want to smile at you until they're ready, like you said, you know.
Excellent it, example.
No, it is, yeah, because, you know, it, and then when you see them change, when they start to, when you earn their respect, they put their arms out and they want to
yes.
have a hug, they want to kiss, they want to be held or whatever it is with you,
yes.
and the exchange goes away on
yes.
their terms.
And
love that,
that is so empowering. And I've seen
yeah.
that happen with me, where kids, even in the same 10 minutes, make strange with me.
Right.
I turn and I let them know I'm there, and I have other conversations. And when they know mm-hmm. I'm not reaching at them or trying to be on, like grab hold of them and hold them or whatever,
mm-hmm.
they just settle right down, because then they know they have a, they probably at that age know they have a choice. I have no idea, but I would assume
yeah.
they know they're not forced to go into that situation.
Well, but it goes back to one of the questions we were talking about too, with just the relationships for teens and starting dating and stuff. I think that that kind of, if you could take it, if the parents are out there listening and share with their kids, as you would say, there's a boundary in, like you say, falling in love or being
yes.
in love. Sometimes a person can be so aggressive without having that boundary to try to get the other person to want to go out that basically it all it does is scare them off. The same as like when you're talking about playing strange. It's like, right. You know, get to the point where you're at the borderline or something and then don't overplay the hand or something. You're the one expert, so please tell.
I love how you're saying this. And in the one chapter, I talk about the dance between the masculine and feminine energy.
Yeah, yeah.
And I talk about masculine. You can chase a female, but don't chase her too much. There's a game, and it's not a game. It's how masculine and feminine energy works. Mm-hmm. And what I hope happens with this book, for the people who are to the point that their kids are teenagers and looking at dating, they can go read it. Some of those points are going to register with you, and some are not. And mm-hmm. who knows? It's not the same. But that you can go and say, okay, well, this is why this happens. This is why you don't do this. I hope women start telling our young girls, don't go and give it up just for anybody. It affects you. It's in your DNA. It's in your hormones. It's in everything. Rejection registers as physical pain for girls. And if you go and it just don't, we're taught that that's the cool thing to do. No, it's not. Mm-hmm. Show them to lead with their power. Draw them to you. And in the one chapter, I even dedicate some of how you draw men to you. And if the men are listening, we are in charge, just so you know.
I love your book. That's what I said in the beginning. I knew it right away. Ending Global Loneliness, Finding Purpose, Love, and Dynamic Relationships. It's already time for our last break before the end of the show here on Parenting Matters. Colleen Kelly, Mariah Media in studio with me. I'm Jeannie Murphy. Thank you for listening. We're going to go to our quick break, and we'll be right back at the end of the show.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 37 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisal, sales, and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof, and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investor, Rab Coins has been for numismatists since 1974. Founder and owner, Randy Block, an expert numismatist, has been an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875.
At Crown Trophy of Flemington, we have thousands of products for you to choose from. Whether you're looking for trophies, plaques, or corporate awards, Crown Trophy of Flemington is your one-stop shop. We feature acrylic and crystal awards and promotional products for any occasion. We build and engrave all awards right on site. And we're a leading supplier of varsity jackets for local sports teams. We provide quality customer service and great pricing. Crown Trophy of Flemington is conveniently located in the Staples Shopping Center in Flemington. Crown Trophy of Flemington, we're trophies and a whole lot more.
For over 50 years, Hunterdon Medical Center has been a leader in delivering comprehensive medical and health services to our community. Our staff is committed to providing the highest quality of care to our patients. If you need a physician, we can refer you to over 300 of the best. Call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
All right, welcome back to Parenting Matters. Thank you again for listening to our show. We really appreciate it. We get a lot of really great feedback, and we always want to hear from you. So if you have thoughts and you want to get in touch with us, it's at 446 on Wednesday, June 22nd. You can write to us at Jeannie, J-E-A-N-N-E, at Mariah, with two R's, M-A-R-R-I-A-H, media.com, or to Colleen, C-O-L-L-E-E-N, two L's, two E's, and two R's, and Mariah Media. And let us know what you think of the show, or follow us on Twitter at PR Web Services, or at Jeannie Murphy PR.
Or Parenting Matters.
Or Parenting Matters, of course. So our guest today has just been so interesting, and she's going to share a couple more thoughts on her book, Ending Global Loneliness, Finding Purpose, Love, and Dynamic Relationships. We promise you that if you pick a copy up on Amazon, that you will just read through it. You can't read through it that quick, though. You'll read through it and love it, but you have to take it really slow because, Sandy, tell us about the book.
I think it's one of those books that, and they say a good book is one that has all little notations in it, and mm-hmm. places that you put marks, and this is the kind of book that you would want to read and go through and do those things. Yes, so,
totally. And you have to take each chapter and each page in like one at a time, because it's got exercises and they're all about really, you know, ending global loneliness, finding yourself, finding how to love yourself, finding purpose, you know, even if you said it was purpose found you, and love and dynamic relationships. So thanks again for writing the book. And again, we encourage you to find it on Amazon. Tell us a little bit more about, for the Parenting Matters show, what you would like to share with our listeners out there on families and parenting as it relates to that.
When I look at global loneliness, and I look, it didn't take us one generation to get here. It's been a multi-generation process. So we can be, you know, good to ourselves and realize it's going to take multi-generations to change us. I hope that this book will empower parents. And I talk about the intimate side of relationships. That is not something that you share with just anybody. That's supposed to be shared between two people who love each other. But I show parents how to rekindle that or find that for themselves again, those messages that they can share and set their families up for success. It's not about looking at anybody and putting anybody down or saying we should do this or this. It's actually building people up from the inside. If you're to the point that you want to do that for your family, if you want to, show the kids that it's love, not sex. From what I can tell, sex is instinctual. Every species knows how to do it. Nobody needs guidance. It's not that you're smart enough, that it just happens, right? Love is conscious. Love is a choice that you want to be there with somebody and have a dynamic relationship, an amazing relationship. But if we have an over 50% divorce rate, how do we change that instead of going in and saying, well, let's get by, have kids, and plan a life that's just based on the money system? Or say, let's get together and live this beautiful dynamic life together and grow and watch each other grow and do have this experience together. I think people will have a better chance of making it in their relationships, which create healthy environments for everybody, which create environments that the families stay together. I think it's a win-win. And I'm not putting down the families that aren't together. I'm not married anymore either, so it happens. Mm-hmm. But I also think if I was given different information as a child, I would have made different choices all around, and I'm not putting this on a partner or anybody, but I didn't have the skills.
No, I think it's fascinating.
We went through looking for jobs. Oh, I'm gonna get a great career, make lots of money, and find somebody to go and make lots of money with. Well, don't have to tell you how that ended.
You made a lot of money and everything, but then you did it by yourself. Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. What do you think about that? I think that's true. Like, for one, every family... You know, I just think of myself as growing up. I can see exactly what you're talking about as to what are certain things I wish I didn't learn the way I learned them.
Yes.
And I only know that now. Like you say, if I had known that earlier, I probably would have made different choices that would totally affect what I'm doing and working and on my own life now. And I just don't think there's anything wrong with talking about it.
Yeah.
And I also think it's really interesting when you were talking before on Talented People, about how, you know, it's like it's so complex. Like, I can't even remember how we said it. But it's like you don't have to stay stuck in an area where you had a past problem. If you acknowledge that you had it, trigger, all of that goes back again. And then when you think about Parenting Matters, just remind them of what you were saying, because I do think it's interesting.
You can continue to grow and learn and become a better person. That's what you're saying. Doesn't matter if you have those past problems and you say you wish you would have known now, you still... at this point in your life can move forward.
Right.
That's absolutely true, too.
An example of, I love how you say grow, because we are here to grow. We're
not
here to get by. We're here to grow.
Leave it to Colleen.
But let's say you're raised, a lot of us were told information about men that's not true. A lot of women fear men, whether we blame them, but we fear them, but not for anything they did. Like most of the men I know are really decent guys,
that's
and we're
great.
Talking about this.
Yeah.
They're getting a bad rap.
Yeah.
So if we don't know, and we're taught to fear men, then we're going to go into that relationship making choices or ignoring certain men because we're afraid based on something that we were taught. I know one of the women I know was told, watch men, don't hurt you, like, you know, sexual assault or whatever. You've got to watch these guys. She goes, I grew up thinking I had to be afraid of all men because the mother was trying to protect her by using the fear of that crime.
Mm-hmm.
And so the men were getting a bad rap for this. But if you grow up with that fear, you don't have to go back and say, oh, now I've got to go back and think of every example of every interaction I have with a man. You'll be there for years, right?
Yeah, no.
But you go back and say, okay, I realize this is what happened. How does it affect me now? Mm-hmm. I have this problem. I'm concerned when I'm alone with a man. I'm not sure what to say with a man. Okay, so now you know where to start to move you forward. I love the moving forward that you said, Colin.
Yeah, growing. And, you know, it's interesting about what you're talking about is the self-help. Mm-hmm. And, you know, you were talking about your book out there, you know, Ending Global Loneliness, and where, you know, finding purpose, love, and dynamic relationships can sometimes be put into the a different category, right. Spirituality or something like that, where it really is self-help. You're in a self-help place. And people out there listening, if you want to end global loneliness, it's not necessarily a spiritual thing. It's all of it.
Yes.
Yeah. And so I just wanted to remind everybody out there, yeah, you know, because, you know, it's interesting how many people are avid readers, and there's such a popular demand for self-help in all different ways, if it's business, mm-hmm. education, family, learning. So I just want everybody to know that this book, it addresses all of it. In the practical life, you have so many different, like, kaleidoscope views of what you have to manage, but your book attends to all of it. Mm-hmm. So
thank you.
No, it's just great. So we're already at 4:54, and it's up to you to share whatever last thoughts you have with our listeners. We have 3 minutes left.
I believe we all matter, and we all have a purpose in life. And my purpose, I know, is to restore love to the universe, but it's still taking shape for me. And a lot of it involves protecting children and helping them. And even though I did not biologically have children, I am one of the maternal forces in the universe. And I can't explain that other than I can look you in the eye and tell you that is in every cell of my body.
Well, you can tell by your
and
feeling about
matter,
being a
kids matter. Aunt. They all matter. Mm-hmm. And if we're going to strengthen them, we help the parents and all the families and everybody around them. And when we strengthen everybody, we make the world a better place. And when we feel safe, they say fear is run by the ego. I don't agree with everybody. I think fear is just caused by fear sometimes because you had bad things happen or you were afraid. But if we can live in a world where we don't have fear, what can we accomplish? Again, there's that higher vibrational energy, the higher sense of self, going out and leading with your talents. How many creative kids do we have out there that we say, oh, no, you can't show your creativity because you might have ADD, or we're quick to label their differences instead of saying, go and shine, be the star. So I would say that's what I hope this book will do, is empower the parents. And you'll be the best role model because you'll elevate yourself when you read it. You can't help but elevate your kids, even if you don't mean to. They'll see you, your energy pull up. It's the anti-gravity book of emotions in life. I don't know. I just
love
made
it.
That up.
Love it.
Good.
That is good.
So that's what I hope it does for people.
Well, thank you again so much for being here, from coming down from Canada.
You're welcome. Thanks
and best wishes for your continued success. And before you go, can you tell everybody about your consulting services if someone wants to get in touch with you at, you know, Relearning Life?
Coaching.
Yes, Relearn.
Yes. Yes, you can definitely reach out and send me an email there. My phone number is also available. And I offer coaching one-on-one sessions. I work with people who are trying to find their purpose quite often. They're going through the chapters of the book. They want to go through the process of their own self-development so they can enhance their own relationships. That's what my clients are working on doing. But I offer different packages where you can start out with just a few sessions, or you can look at a larger package, which is discounted. And I offer everyone a 30-minute complimentary interview session where we can talk to see if I'm someone who's suited for you, because it's really important, like every relationship, that it's a fit. And it really matters that you take the time. And if you have questions, great. If you're not sure what you should ask, ask me what questions you should ask.
Perfect. Oh my gosh, Sandy, so much to offer the world. Thank you again for being here. Again, best of luck. Thank you, Colleen, for being here today too.
Thank you for having me.
Thanks,
Colleen.
And we'll be back next week. In the meantime, I want to remind you out there, Parenting Matters listeners, that the Santa Choice Awards are promoted throughout the year. You can go on the website to look for holiday gifts for anyone in your family, as well as the Mariah Media Gold Award winners. And I just want to remind you to check out that product, the G Cap, the GiovanniCap.com. It's a Santa Choice Award winner. She is just out of control. It's this product that everybody wants. If you are a parent, if you have a parent, if you know someone who needs any kind of single serving top on their single serving things, drive to work, whatever, you got to check it out and look at the testimonials. We were at an event recently, and we got some video of some of the women who walked by and families that just love this product. So we always put out our best to Nadine Savino and the GCAP Mompreneur. And again, thank you, Sandy, and thank you all again for listening. Have a great week.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Kelly Sloan.
Donald Trump is blasting Hillary Clinton, accusing her of lying and profiting during her term as Secretary of State.
We're going to put America first, and we're going to make America great again. This election will decide whether we are ruled by the people or by the politicians.
He was responding to her criticism of him yesterday, and then she responded again today criticizing him. Business in the U.S. House of Representatives is suspended as Democrats continue a sit-in over guns. They are protesting the lack of action on gun bills. The group is led by Georgia Democrat John Lewis, and the White House is responding.
Everyone who is suspected of having ties to terrorism should be prevented from buying a gun. Unfortunately, Republicans blocked legislation that would do that.
That was White House Press Secretary Josh Earnest. The recent Orlando shooting massacre spurred the action. This is USA Radio News.
Hey everybody, singer-songwriter Brett Watts here. If you're like me, always on the go, and don't have time to stay as healthy as we would like by eating all the right foods, well, I found an incredibly simple and easy way to get all my fruits and vegetables at once. It's called Daily Lift, L-I-F-T. It's a superfoods energy dream.